Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
It was about 20 minutes ago where we played real sounds of the spookies, real ghosts, real spirits from a home of a listener. That's scary enough, right? This story, scarier to me than a spirit in the home. This woman found out she had a live spider in her ear. She was feeling something in there, just itching and itching, goes to the doctor, they can't find anything, something's just not right, nobody can find anything. They finally found something. This is like stitched together in two parts. So she's talking about it, and then right after she comes out of the doctor's office and finds out exactly what it is.
Well, they confirmed that there is something in my ear. She goes, there's something in there. It's not a moth. I'm so embarrassed, first of all, because that's so gross and I'm a clean person. It's an uneasy feeling.
It was alive.
It was alive.
Spider.
Webbing his way to her brain.
That to me is way scarier than a ghost in the house, man.
That is
the worst. All right, let's get Michelle on here. We've done this before, and it seems to me like every year we get an email or a caller from somebody going, my boyfriend or my husband is really just wants me to cover up more when it comes to Halloween. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Okay. So first of all, how long have you and this dude been going out?
Dude is John. And John and I have been together about 4 months.
Okay.
So since like early summer, we've been like kicking it, talking, and this is our first Halloween together. So.
Okay. I was just trying to figure out if you guys were going out long enough for him to have a say in any matter. 4 months.
Well, yeah, like he's met my family and stuff. So I'd like to think that like he's got his foot in the door. You know what I mean?
So it's 4 months, but it's been a quick 4 months.
Right.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Take it from here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess firstly is that I'm a bartender. So that's what I do for a living. That is how I make my income. And I mean, let's face it, on Halloween, it doesn't matter if I'm like Wednesday or Morticia. It doesn't matter if I'm Chucky. You know, usually you wear a little less and put on your makeup. And Halloween, I mean, I come out, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 times the money I usually make, especially if you look nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, Halloween is all sluts eve. Let's be honest.
I'm not going to be a one night stand. I was a one night stand 1 year where like I looked like a lampshade and that was decent. But
how should make that sexy?
There's a way to do it.
Yeah,
really.
No, it is. Everybody knows Halloween is one of the like reasons, or it is a reason for people to dress skimpy and scandalously, and you can turn anything into a sexy costume. There's sexy ketchup. Are you freaking kidding me?
There are people that train for this day, like literally, like 4 or 6 weeks before Halloween. You start get the abs ready, man. You know they're going to be popping on Halloween.
Yeah. Okay. This is true. And people spend lots of money drinking.
Oh, yeah.
And so anyway, John, he's mentioned like, I don't really like the idea of other guys oogling you and staring at you. And, you know, they just don't want a beer. They just want your body and like all the things. Right. And so he specifically asked, and he asked really nicely, you know, could I maybe just not wear a sexy outfit and just be like a normal bartender?
Oh, well, get out of here. Anyway, go on. I'm sorry.
Right. No, that's exactly what all the voices in my head said. So yeah, I'm just kind of wondering. I mean, I don't like to use the phrase like, does he have the right? I mean, but like, is that a thing? Do other people like, cause we're dating, we're adults. He realizes this is how I make money. I'm not a stripper, but this is Halloween. And I also don't want him sitting at the bar getting angry every time a drunk person does oogle me, because that happens any day of the year.
Right.
Two questions. One, do you have a costume in mind that you want to dress up as? And two, you just said him sitting at the bar. Has he threatened to come to the bar?
Yes. Yes and yes. So me and my girlfriend, Cassandra, we are going as Ronald McDonald and the Hamburglar. And John is a redhead. So I had originally asked him to do the couples thing with me and be Ronald McDonald with his red hair, and I could be the Hamburglar, but he told me no. So he's not even in the costume party.
And him showing up isn't necessarily like checking on. He wants to be around her on Halloween, maybe, rather than being controlling. But either way, dude has no say. This is your job. You've done it for years. And like you said, you made a really good point. Dudes have been hitting on you for alcohol with or without a Halloween costume on. So dude needs to lighten up.
Right. Thanksgiving, New Year's, there's always a reason somebody wants a little extra. And I feel like on Halloween, I'm even more prepared. I'm in a costume. I can be extra mean. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I don't think he has a say either way, but I think it would be a little more understandable if you were like going out, but this is where you work. Like, this is where get your income. Like you said, Bert said, this is what you've been doing. Mm-hmm. Unless he's willing to pay you for the entire day of what you would make and tell you just don't go, I don't really feel like he has anything to stand on here.
Here's what I hate about dudes is they always want the hot girl. They want the hot bartender who's got it all hanging out in a very tasteful and classy way. But once they get with you, then all of a sudden they want you to start dressing like Mother Teresa. I think it's a total double standard. I think you got to flaunt it while you still got it, girl.
So I think this says more than just a Halloween costume to me. If he's making these demands now at 4 months, and in my opinion, being unrealistic about it just feels controlling and insecure. I wonder if it's not like a bigger issue than just Halloween and you getting tips for wearing something with less clothes.
Is this a demand or a request?
Right.
No, right. That's a question.
That's a question.
Did he demand it or did he make a request?
Dang. Yeah. No, I mean, I would say it was a request because it was like, you know, hey, sweetie, if you don't mind, like, I know this seems like a lot to ask, but like, there were a lot of butts in there. It was like a Sir Mix-a-Lot song. There were just a lot of things.
Look at you.
That made me feel like this isn't about me. So,
here is Krista, who is a bar owner that has very good advice for you. Hey, Krista.
He clearly does not know the difference in schmoozing and flirting, and you need to dump him immediately. It will never work. He's too insecure.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Krista.
Oh, maybe that's what he's going as for Halloween.
An insecure man.
Insecure.
We're all going as that.
Who's that guy sitting at the end of the bar? Oh, that's just insecure.
John, good morning. You're on The Bert Show. Hi.
She started out by saying there's two adults in that relationship. There isn't. There's only one adult in that relationship, and that's her.
Good man. Good man.
Yeah, seriously, like, I date a really hot girl. Like, she's smoking hot.
If she Good for you.
As a stripper, I wouldn't care because she's going home with me.
That's a confident
and
man.
If you can't deal with that, kick him to the curb because there are going to be 1,000 other guys who are going to be wanting to date her.
There's your king right there. There he is right there.
There he is.
So, Michelle, across the board, people are going like, look, go wear what you want. Let him deal with it, okay?
Yeah, you got it. It's trick or treat, baby. I'm going to be doing it.
All right, we will talk to you on Monday. Tell us how it all goes, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
So let me ask you this, because, Mo, you brought this up real quick. If you guys were going out to a party, you said maybe that changes things. Doesn't change things for me.
No, I said either way, he doesn't have her say, but I would understand his dilemma with it more. But this is where she works, so I feel like it's not even something to discuss.
And the dilemma, at least in some cases, is not necessarily out of insecurity in some cases. Dudes just like, they just know that their women are going to get hit on all night. And at some point or another, you get drunk dudes around and you get nervous as a dude, like, I'm going to have to get into a fight tonight.
That's what I'm saying about going to a party with her. But she works there. She's going to work. That's a different thing.
Yeah.
The Bert Show.